against our better judgment, we're going to play this for the P1 so that we can pull back the curtain and they know what's going on. This is that secret audio tape of the contractual negotiations.
So, anyway, the Musers were the leading sports show in the world for like 5 years or something like that.
Yeah. Not a lot of people know this, but Bob, did you know that Dan Bennett was the second guy in radio to pose nude? Correct? Or did I get that wrong?
Oh, I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm.
I won't tell you what. I won't even give you a next question.
Well, you laid out nicely on that one, didn't you?
You know, I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Because why would you say that? Here are the people...
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny.
It isn't funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the...
Really?
Yeah, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think that most of the P1s might know me better? And
they probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that...
you are a jerk.
That might be a funny statement?
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Well, sure it was.
Here I'm trying to negotiate a contract with your show, trying to help
you. And we're having fun here, no? I mean, we're sitting here negotiating. We almost got a deal done. And you're telling us funny stories about the Musers, and then all of a sudden, I'm a big jerk.
You are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
Dan, how's that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke, then?
Not joking.
Wouldn't it be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Dan Bennett certainly wouldn't do that. Musers would. But I just don't. I just don't really understand where you're coming from here, Dan.
Well, it's your show.
All right, this is Dan Bennett with us. I think he was joking. General Manager, 1310 The Ticket.
I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do that to anyone else.
Well, I think that's... I'm sorry, Dan. I think that's real silly.
Well,
I really do. And,
okay.
I don't think you should be offended at all.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here negotiating, laughing, having a good time.
Well, not at my expense.
At your expense?
Yeah, at my expense.
I really don't understand how you'd say that it was at your expense, either.
Because of the fact that you inferred to the people out there that don't know me that I would pose naked and do something like that.
Well, I guess we'll just leave your office and just thank you for trying to negotiate.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Fine. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thanks for having me on.
Having you on.
Okay, well, that was tense audio.
And yet it sounded really familiar, almost as if we'd heard that before.
Well, those guys tend to fall into familiar patterns, don't they?
Dan's always making the damn joke about everything.
All right, I hope we don't get in trouble for that.
All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. What is the...